As we begin today's episode, I want you to excitement that is about to come into my father's existence when we start talking about UGA football. The University of Georgia has won the national championship this week, and we have not said a word about it on this podcast this week. And I'm sure the excitement is building as he reviews the news today on the show.
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
Hello. Welcome to this Friday edition of Certified Mama's Boy. We are a podcast, in case you're new, based in three principles. Live, laugh, love your mom. That means we live our lives out loud. We laugh a lot. And we love my mom, my co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
So I want to start the show like this. There is a Hinge, what is it, a dating app. They kind of go through every year trying to figure out what's the biggest deal breakers when it comes to the new year. You know, everyone's just trying to get pressed for whatever. This is something that came across my plate just a couple seconds ago. They're predicting that ignoring your mental health will be the biggest deal breaker in 2022. That not going to therapy will be the newest deal breaker for dating. These days, people want to know that the person they're dating is in therapy or at least open to trying it. There's still a stigma around therapy, but some singles say they're so strong about it that they say don't even swipe right if you're not in therapy.
Wow.
So it's kind of cool, right? What a cool way to start the year.
Mental
health will be
the priority.
Will be the biggest deal breaker of the new year. So that's kind of cool, I thought, right?
That's very cool.
Cool way to start the show today. You got to really be careful. They always tell you to be careful of open mics in this business because you never know what's going to be said or like who's listening or is the mic on or what's happening. And I'm a seasoned pro at this, right? Like I don't think ever, with the exception of saying F on the radio one time, F-U-C-K, one time. Did I ever tell that story on the podcast or did I not? Do you know?
I don't think so.
Oh my gosh, I'll tell it in a second. Today though, Jess had a really big screw up and we can't really talk about this story anywhere else. So I feel like I can't really put it on like any like the station properties, you know?
Yeah.
So we do a TV show every other week called Be More Lifestyles over, it's like the local Fox affiliate here. And we come on, talk about, you know, lifestyle and pop culture, current events, whatever. And we're usually on for one segment. We came on for two today. And I guess Jess didn't realize that that our mics were on yet because in commercial break. So what they said was we come on, we do this first segment where I think it's called like Let Me Tell You. And that's like three pop culture events, right? And that's usually as long as we're on. 5 minutes, we're on, we're gone, that's it, right? So then we took a break, and during the commercial break, they're, hey, listen, we're going to come back and we're going to roll a quick feature, and then we're going to come back live to you guys to do this celebrity news report or whatever. And so we came back from commercial, and I mean, I was like, okay. I know that like our mics could be live at any time, right? Like, if the TV's on, like if the cameras are on, I just assume that possibly we could be on television, right? So they start rolling out this, and you can tell it's like a paid sponsorship feature, you know, talking about some beauty item, and it's not even like produced locally. It's like you can just tell that somebody somewhere is making money off this. They're talking about I don't even remember what it was. I wasn't really paying that close of attention, right? So it's like, yeah. So the feature starts to wrap up, and because by the way, y'all, everything's paid for, everything's calculated, everything. You know what I mean? Like nothing's just. They're not like, oh, I just want to do a news story on this beauty product. So the story starts to wrap up, and Jess, not realizing that our mics are on, goes, yeah, but does it work though?
Oh no.
And we were like on TV.
Oh jeez.
It'd be like if we ran a radio commercial and then like literally one of us was like, hey, do you think it works though? Or is that just a bunch of crap they're just paying for?
Oh no. Oh my God.
I was
God.
Like,
what happened?
I'd like literally kick her under the desk. I was like, oh my God. So everybody just moved on, luckily. But I was just like, oh my God, Jess is my radio co-host, by the way, in case you're new to the show. I was like, Oh my God.
No. And they didn't say anything about it afterwards?
No, they didn't say anything. Oh, so we were just like, man. Well, oh. All right, let's just move right along. But I knew we were on because we could see our faces. So I was like, because we can see it in the peripheral, like the video shot. So I was like, well, I think she like forgot. She was like looking down at her phone. And I was like, oh my God, Jess, no, no.
Oh no. Don't do it. She's horrified.
Don't do it. So that's it. This is like a little life lesson we're going to do for our Friday show. Is if you're around a microphone or a radio show or TV show, just assume. They always tell us that. I'll tell you the quick FUCK story really quick. So I was back in the Panama City days. And this is when I first started in radio. And it was like the janky, it was market 240, right? Like it's a very small radio market. I'm surprised I'll put it this way. Every time it rained too hard, the station went off the air for like, until it stopped raining. Like, I don't know. It was such a janky operation there. So we didn't have the equipment that we needed. The one thing that's like, you would never do nowadays, and we probably shouldn't have done back then, is to run a radio show without a delay.
Uh-huh.
And that means, so, you know, if you're listening to the radio, you're usually listening anywhere between like 8 and 30 seconds behind what's actually happening in real time, because that gives us the chance. You just like any kind of, I'm pretty sure every live event now runs on some type of delay. That's just in case somebody cusses, some kind of obscenity, you know, whoever the producer is has a chance to hit the dump button. And then that segment, whatever it is, like the one we have now, for example, I can see if this gets boring, let me know. But like ours works on, so if I hit the dump button one time, it wipes out the last 8 seconds of what just happened. If I hit it twice, it wipes out like the last 16 seconds. If I hit it three times, it dumps the last 30 seconds. Wow. So I've got like ample time to get rid of audio if something goes wrong, right? Now, in Panama City, for whatever reason, they didn't want to run one of those, probably because they didn't want to buy it, because that place is extremely cheap. So we were always kind of flying by this. I mean, I can't tell you how many callers would drop bombs all the time. Like, and we just had to pray that like nobody ever reported it, because if they did, there was like nothing we could do about it. You know, we were just, I mean, that place is such a wreck. I mean, what a mess thinking about that in hindsight, just about how messy that situation was. Something had happened. I forget what happened, but I was like in a bad mood because the equipment wasn't working right. And we come back on the air and like, you try not to let that kind of stuff bleed over onto the show, but it's almost hard not to, right? If you're in a mood, like you're in a mood. And so we're just sitting there talking. And I go, I'm going to cuss here just for you can understand what was actually being said here. So if you got little ears, you might want to turn this part down or fast forward the 15-second button on the podcast app, okay? You don't like bad words. This is not the time. But so just imagine I'm sitting here. And I'm like, yeah, you know, we're about to do this segment right here. And I wish we could get it to work, but the engineers can't figure out the equipment. Not like we're trying to run a fucking radio show or anything up here.
Oh, God.
And like Holly, my co-host at the point, like gasped. And I was like, we were all kind of like just staring at each other for like 7 seconds. You're like, and I was like, we have to like keep moving. Like we can't draw attention to it.
Right.
Now you have to imagine, as a young radio DJ, I'm terribly paranoid for the next, like, I think you have like 60 days to file an FCC report or something like that. So for the next 60 days, like anytime anyone says anything to me, I'm like, what do you know? You know? And no, honest to God, not one. This is how like loyal that city was to us. That was a great city once they started to love us. And like nobody said a word. Nobody ever said a word. The only thing that ever was said was one of our sales girls came up to me about 3 days later. She was like, hey, so I heard it. But it wasn't as bad as you think it was. You could almost like barely make it out because you said it kind of fast.
Oh,
and I was like, shh, don't say anything. Don't say anything. So anyway, just life lesson today is please, if you're ever doing live programming of any sorts, make sure that you're aware that possibly whatever you're saying or doing could be put on the broadcast without knowing.
That's right. Well, Lord, you know, Fauci got in trouble this week.
I didn't see that. What happened?
He was at a Senate hearing, and I forget which senator it was now. because I didn't see it when it was, you know, when it first happened. I just saw a glimpse of it on the news.
Yeah.
But his mic was still live. And yeah. he said, "What a moron."
Oh, no. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You got to really.
Poor guy. Oh,
really
Lord.
Be careful with that stuff. It's.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You never know when you're going to be on. And then what do? You know, then you're in trouble. So,
right.
Anyway, it's a little funny story to start the podcast today. You know, our theory on this podcast is the more difficult you are to customer service, the more you are going to get your way. And that's kind of what my philosophy that my dad and I preach is like, if somebody says no, you just get meaner until you finally go to the top and then you email the CEO to get your way. And then usually you'll get it, right? We can be kind of difficult at times. I understand. Mm-hmm. My mom, though, has got a new theory she wants to introduce of maybe possibly doing the complete opposite and it turning out even better than you imagine. Mm-hmm. Going against our theory in the first place, that sometimes you got to get tough when it comes to customer service. Mom, what happened?
Catch more flies with honey.
What happened? You know,
so I had 3 iPhones, and the original deal that drew me in was to trade my iPhone 8 in for 13 for $400. Well, because it got so confusing because I changed the order 3 times, I lost track of that. And so I had to call customer service and say, well, I have a new 13 Pro now, but they didn't send me a return notice to send my phone back. So I really need some help with this. And this lovely woman who is now my BFF came on and we started laughing because I told her that I just got a new car that had more technology than a spaceship. I had this new iPhone 13 Pro, and I have an Apple Watch, none of which I know how to work. And I'm trying to trade in my iPhone 8. Well, she laughed hysterically. I said, so I am just sitting here with a nice glass of wine, and I'm going to talk to you, and you're going to help me figure this out, okay? And she said, okay, let's do it. Well, it took us several hours over a few days to finally resolve the issue.
Thank you for calling her, by the way, and not me.
Yeah, well, you couldn't help me. You don't work for Verizon.
Yeah, I know. But usually I'm the first one that fields the calls and these kind of things.
I know. But she said, I'm going to call you back at this date and time, and we're going to do this, ABC, whatever. And she would call me back on that day at that time, and we would go through it again. Well, my iPhone 8 came up first time. It said the trade-in would be $75. I said, no. I said, this was a $400 deal. She goes, okay, let's go in another way. So we did. She's walking me through the app. And then it came up and it said $800. And I said, oh, I like that one. And she said, well, that's what I saw. So she made that happen.
So by being nice to her, because you don't think you're really supposed to get $800 for that. There's no way your iPhone 3 or what was it, iPhone 8? iPhone 8 was worth, you know, $800. But you think by being nice, this is an odd theory.
It said it on the app, but I was fine for 4 because that's the deal I agreed to. But she said, well, I saw 8. So that's what you're going to get. And she got that from me.
How about that?
She's so awesome.
Yeah. So
and we had such a good friendship. She was having a corneal. She might have to have a corneal transplant. And we prayed about it. And
oh, boy. You know, so y'all are in deep. You're praying. You're praying with your customer service rep. That's how you know you've been on the phone way too long. I bet that's got to be a first.
But that was great. Yeah, probably.
Anybody ever pray with their customer service rep before? I wonder if that's ever happened before. It has to be a Nancy Yancey exclusive. There's no way that most people are praying with their customer service reps.
You just be nice and you just be honest and you just say, look, I really need help here.
Yeah.
And she just walked me through it.
Took a long time,
but we got it done.
Look at you over here.
Yeah.
Pulled it off. That's impressive. I bet Jimmy Mack was even proud of that one.
He was. Absolutely.
That's a good one. He was. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's do our little – well, before we do, Mom, you know, I've been getting texts all day about this family secret. And in case you haven't listened this week, my mom said that she's got a big family secret, and she kind of made she didn't mean to say it, but then she said it, and then now
you took off with it.
Yeah, now I'm like, well, obviously I want to know. Like, I want to know what's going on. Like, please, what is this family? I hate not knowing secrets, right? So I was like, hey, well, what is this big secret, you know? But she said she had to wait till next week. And we were thinking, I said yesterday, I was, well, is it going to be Friday or Monday? Most people are predicting it's going to be a vacation, a dog, which you've already said no to, right? Or a vacation or a vacation home.
RV. Yeah,
something to do with like a vacation, a trip, something like that.
Or that do we have any updates, Mom, on Maryland?
on Monday? Oh, God. Are we thinking it's going to happen on Monday, you think? Or is it going to happen?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it can happen on Monday.
Okay. All right. Just confirming. Mm-hmm. That, so Monday, hopefully by then we'll have more info. But today it is Friday and TGIF, true. By the way.
Yes.
This week is, it's been the longest days but the shortest week.
Oh.
Oh, okay. He's obviously ready to come in.
No, not time, honey.
Do you agree with that though? It's been like the longest day. The days have been so long. Because I'm getting back into work and everything. But this week's it's kind of flown by. I can't believe it already, you know, all of a sudden it's Friday show, so that's really cool. Let's do little victories. These are what we celebrate on Friday. We just say, hey, listen, we want you just to pick one thing in your life this week that you can celebrate. Mm-hmm. No matter what it is, but it can't be big. It can't be a big victory because we think that the little ones actually add up even better than like if you were to go with the bigger ones, right? So let's take – because you don't have a big victory every week. You just don't. But then your week's over and you're like, well, what good happened this week? We challenge that thought. So, Mom, your little victory for the week.
My little victory of the week is that I'm having a routine colonoscopy in February. And I had a coupon that the doctor's office gave me and said, if you can't find a pharmacy that takes this coupon, then call us and we'll help you out. So I couldn't. So I called them and I got my prep for free. They gave me a sample.
Wow.
And it saved me $40.
Hey, see, that's it. Yeah. That's it. Saves off the colonoscopy, a little few bucks. I like this, but saving $40. Now, see, that's the difference. Big victory, $800. Little victory, $40, you know?
Yeah.
I have half of a little victory. And hopefully by Monday, I'll have a whole little victory, okay?
Okay. But
right now, unfortunately, I can only celebrate 50% of that victory.
Okay.
And remember I told you this week that I stained my stone. And I don't know, is it marble, Mom? I don't know what it is. I don't know. Is it granite?
I honestly think it's quartz.
Quartz? I don't really know stone that well. But, you know, if you have any kind of stone in your house, then you know it's the most – it's like such a hassle to keep up with. You're supposed to like seal it every, 6 months or something?
Yeah.
But I don't – it's a rental. Like I'm just not. Like even in my house that I own, I don't think I may have sealed this. It's a lot of work.
It could be granite though because I think your kitchen countertops are granite.
I'm not sure, so but it's some kind of stone granite. That obviously is extremely porous. I put down a little wooden tray in my bathtub, and which the top is whatever stone, and the tray had like bled through into the stone and like sucked it in, stained it. And I was like, oh my God, now what do you do? Right. And so I've been trying to figure out like what to do. And a lot of you guys said magic eraser. And I was like, there's no way damn magic eraser is going to come. I mean, this thing like sucked it up. You know what I mean? Like sucked up into the stone. Like a magic eraser is only like a topical kind of thing. But the magic eraser is the only thing I had here. So you guys can give me a couple of different ideas of baking soda and everything else. So I'm going to order that stuff this weekend or go pick it up and try it. But I will say the magic eraser, FYI, 50% better. 50% better just by that alone. Now,
that's
I literally had to scrub for about 45 minutes. I mean, I was in there just like getting OCD with it. But I'll take it. To be that – I honestly think at this point – if I were to leave it just the way it is now, I don't even know if they would catch it.
Oh, good.
In a move-out inspection. I don't think. Because it's pretty – like you'd have to really look at it and be like, is that discolored right there? Like I can tell it, but I don't know. I'll post a picture on the Certified Fans page so you can go check it out and see if you can tell the difference between photo one and photo two and see if you would like notice that in a move-out inspection, okay? Mm-hmm. But that's my little victory. I was happy that it's at least 50% better. It takes off 50% of my anxiety, so that's good.
That's very good.
All right, Mom, quote for today.
Okay. It's Lighthearted Friday, and this made me laugh. This is from Lady Gaga. She says, "Do not allow people to dim your shine because they are blinded. Tell them to put some sunglasses on."
Yeah, exactly. Jess said something along the lines of that on TikTok this week. She had some kind of quote that's similar to that. Yes, very similar. Of like don't make. And I mean, it's true. You know, like everybody. Like, I can't tell you how many times people like told me I was weird and like strange and everything else. And I tried so hard to be normal for so long just to like fit in. And then like I'm like, I don't. I like made a career out of being weird in a sense, just being myself and being kind of weird and quirky and everything else. You know, so
just
I don't
being
know.
You.
There's the more I am myself, the better this these shows go for some reason. So it's funny because I feel like sometimes, especially growing up, you kind of want to change and all wear the same clothes and do the same thing, look the same way and everything else. But I feel like sometimes by just being yourself.
Be like the cool kid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's so much more freeing. So I think that does get easier as you get older, you know, to stop caring what people
definitely.
Think so much. Just.
Definitely.
That's fine. There you go. There's your quote for today. My dad's obviously sitting right there, so he'll
He's standing by.
I see that. I can hear him. up in a couple seconds. We have a very big news story to catch up with him for. So we'll talk to my dad about the news in just a couple seconds. Before we do, thank you to every single person that's gone and checked out our new advertiser, Done. Done is online personal treatment for ADHD. They're the number one ADHD specialized online treatment platform. And mental health, you know, is a big cornerstone of this podcast. Like we just started with a mental health thing. And I mean, ADHD is the same way. And so what Done has done has made ADHD care more affordable for everybody and accessible, because it depends on where you live. You know, if you're like one of our bigger cities, you may be able to find a specialist with ADHD, but most likely what you would do is probably go to your general doctor. They'd be like, I don't know, take this pill and see how it goes. What you're doing here, though, is you're going to actually have a personalized treatment plan. Online prescription refills, 24/7 continuous care is convenient, and it's all from the comfort of your home. And it's like a brand. I love all this new way of doing mental health stuff from home. I really do. And especially with people that are specialized to do them. You know what I mean? Like, these are people that literally only focus on adult ADHD. And if you have, use the word scatterbrained, I can't focus. Like, and it's frustrating to you because you just can't get things done, or you know you could get things done so much more effectively. You could have ADHD. So all I'm asking you to do is, everybody that listens to this podcast, if you just take the quiz and see if maybe you are ADHD with our friends over at Done. All you got to do is go to text the word Done, D-O-N-E, to 888-Kramer-8. Text Done. Every time we do the ADHD, why do I hear noise in the background?
I don't know.
What is that?
That's the timer going off on the oven.
Oh, it's only during the ADHD commercial, though. It's never
That's
any
weird.
Other time, you know?
It's weird.
Yeah, so do this. Text the word Done to 888-Kramer-8. Done to 888-Kramer-8. You can also go on the show notes. There's a link over there that makes it easy for you to go check out Done and see if it's going to be right for you. Also, Mom, the people have the crowds have spoken, the masses have spoken, and they – have said today they do enjoy when you were on the Manscaped.
Oh, they do
commercial.
Oh,
so it
mercy.
looks like you won't be here for a while.
Okay. Well, I hope so. They're a great advertiser.
Manscaped. Manscaped is it's here. They're here to save your balls. And this year they're gonna make the ball drop into 2022 the cleanest and sexiest ever. And you can set your first resolution with good intentions and join the 4 million men worldwide who've trusted Manscaped. Obviously, grooming routines for men, I feel like, drop over time through marriage, as most of our marriage. Like, now that I'm single, my downstairs hygiene has changed dramatically from when I was married, for sure.
It's much more
I'm not
important
married.
Now.
I don't know. Maybe it's why I was got divorced. I don't know. But maybe this is why you won't get divorced, is if you
go
tell your man to shape it up down there. Get straight.
Get right that now, lawnmower cranked up.
Yeah. The Performance Package 4.0 for Manscaped is what I'm going to recommend for every person to buy. This is like a great Valentine's Day gift to give for your man. The lawnmower is included in this. Like my mom just said, that's the electric trimmer, right? It's got a little light on there. It's really easy to use. They got the crop preserver, the crop reviver, and they've got a bunch of bonuses that come with that as well. It's got the travel bag. It's got some boxers that come with it as your free gift. And now with this needs no introduction. It's the ultra premium body wash from Manscaped. It solves all three for the perfect addition to your daily grooming routine, but in the shower. So you can, you know, obviously smell great. It's cologne infused with aloe vera and sea salt to keep your skin feeling fresh, nice, and moisturized. So you can kick discomfort and poor hygiene to the curb down there this year, gentlemen and ladies, for your man. And do this. Go to manscaped.com and use our exclusive offer, 20% off and free shipping, by going to manscaped.com. Promo code is Kramer20 for this one. Kramer20. And like, knock this off Valentine's Day list, you know? Like, go ahead and knock it off the list.
Oh, yeah. Get prepped and ready to go.
Yeah. It's great. It's great. Cheers. Literally, this is what it says at the end of this commercial. It wants me to read. It says, cheers to new balls in 2022. So oh, there you go, Mom. That's our Manscaped for today, right? We're going to get to my dad in a couple seconds, obviously, talk about this the big win this week. I'm sure I have a lot to say. Before we do, we review the news. We're going to say hi to certified fans. Thank you so much for supporting our show. Like I said, I think I'm supposed to get snowed in this weekend, I think. So yeah. I will have plenty of time to work on this new Certified Mama's Boy side venture that I think everyone's going to be excited about. It's not a new podcast. It's just kind of like a side, what do you say, like accessory project to the podcast.
Attraction.
Side attraction. It's like a sideshow to the main show. But just a way for us to like just kind of expand this idea of Certified Mama's Boy. And it's going to be cool. So I gave myself to the end of January, but since I'll be snowed in all weekend, 6 to 8 inches of snow this weekend, Mom. How about that?
No, I can't Lord believe mercy. It.
I know it. So oof. Just when I wasn't home enough, I get to be home a little bit more. Even as an introvert, I'm trying to get my limits pushed over here. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's because it's certified fans. So thank you for supporting the projects that we do. If you text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-KRAMER-8, you can become a certified fan and support all the projects and the podcast and blah, blah, blah. When we have a new person, we dedicate an episode to you. When we don't, we go back and we thank someone that's been here before. My mom has an extraordinary circumstance that she would like to bring for our certified fan of the day, Mom. And what's that?
Yeah. So shout out to your Aunt Charlene. It's her, I believe, 76th birthday today.
Yes.
Forgive me if I got that wrong. But
75th.
Jimmy Mac says it's 75th.
Okay.
So we're really proud of that and love her very much. So happy birthday to Charlene.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Aunt Charlene. I'm not sure. I have to go back and look at the list, but I don't know if she is. She's like she's definitely one of the top five certified fans we ever had.
Mm-hmm.
She's definitely top five. So we can't hear him. We just hear mumbling. Just put him on the microphone. Anyway, Aunt Charlene, happy birthday! Whoop whoop. Mom, you want to give her birthday? Whoop whoop! And thank you again, Aunt Charlene.
Sure. Birthday whoop whoop to Charlene.
I'm gonna have to buy another microphone. I feel like for this man right here. Like let's just get him. He doesn't realize, but I don't think we can hear him.
Well, he can't decide if she's 74 or 75.
Okay, well, mid 70s. She's mid 70s.
Mid 70s. Yeah.
Congratulations. Well, and to be honest, like she beat bad breast cancer too,
she
right?
She really did. Yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah,
she is definitely a survivor.
Yeah,
yes.
So I'm sure every year in your 70s is super special for her. Mm-hmm. So happy birthday, Aunt Charlene. Appreciate you. And if you want to help the projects too, please, we'd love it. If you just text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-KRAMER-8. All right, Mom, put him on. Let's go ahead and wrap this week up. We'll get my dad on. Have a good
Here
weekend, okay?
He comes. You too, honey. Love you all forever. Right.
Love you.
Love you. Okay.
He's ready. No editing here, by the way, today. Sometimes I'll like edit it while you take the time coming in. Not today, though. They're taking a sweet time walking. Okay. Hey. Okay.
My resistance now. I like that. I never listened to those words. Oh, Lord. Those words are something, aren't they? He's trying to wear my resistance now. I love it. That's okay. Back in the 70s.
That's there's my
hey,
dad.
Look, I'm thinking about starting a new podcast.
Okay. And what's that about?
And the name of it's going to be Have You Been Screwed Lately? By Business. By Business.
Did you see that one on the Certified Fans page? It was Joanne.
Joan. I tell
think
you
it's
what.
Joanne. Joanne does. Joanne.
Oh, I'm
Joanne.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Okay. Yeah. That's right. It is. Yeah. Two ends.
This podcast is off to a rough start over here with your new podcast.
Let me say a shout out to Joanne. Boy, I am so proud of you, Joanne. You get an A+ in my course. Never give up. You hit a home run.
Let me give a backstory here really quick. Is like we probably for like a year now, we used to have a whole segment. We just kind of started running low on email, so I had to switch over to the new segment. But my dad's theory is like never give up with customer service. Like never, ever. Like my mom says go nice. My dad says go hard, basically, when it comes to getting your way with customer service. And what we found was that – or dad, your theory always was don't take no from someone. What is it? They can't – if somebody doesn't have – the permission to do something, just go higher.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So we got this. We had this like with this. I forget the first time you ever used it, but one time my dad.
The bank, and then the you used it on UPS.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I used it for you. Yeah.
So my dad, emailed like the CEO of, I forget which bank it was, whatever, and ended up getting this transaction reversed. And I was like, wow, that's pretty aggressive. Could that work a lot? And then, so I did it with UPS. It worked out great. So what we found, I did it again with Best Buy. I did it again with GameStop. Really, if you email the CEO of any company, what we're realizing, yeah. And keep your stories coming with these two, because I find
they're
actually
weak.
Really,
the CEO is just weak. He can't say no, but he wants everybody else to say no.
Yeah. But like, I mean, the CEO is not going to get back to you, but they're always passing along to somebody that's – because I feel like once – and honestly, I don't know that the CEO honestly even like reads their email. You know, like, I doubt – that a CEO like doesn't have somebody of like a major, like of the Best Buy, I'm sure has someone that sits there and kind of goes filters like what's coming through, but it doesn't matter. The point is typically somebody will get back to you and like, boom, all of a sudden they usually will find a solution for your problem. So Dad, do you remember Joanne's story or did you need to go look it up?
No, I remember.
Okay. What happened?
Well, she went on some trip and, the place was just it was dirty. And so she came home, she was upset. So she, you know, reached out to somebody, at some lower level, and they sent her a $35 check.
Yeah.
And she said, I need to apply some Jimmy Mac here. And she went straight to the top and she got $1,400 the whole trip. Yeah. Refunded.
The whole trip got reimbursed. Basically, they tried to give her $30 room credit when she was at the hotel or wherever, the resort. And then she's like, that's not enough because the room is like filthy. And then so they were then yes to somebody said they were gonna then all of a sudden boom, email the CEO and got the whole trip reimbursed, the whole trip. So I don't know, Dad, you might be onto it. I don't know, Jimmy Mac podcast. No, by yourself, you could do it.
Have you been screwed lately? That's the name of my podcast.
Yeah,
have you been screwed lately?
It's really worked out. But if you ever are having customer service issues, try that trick and then let us know how it works. Because we, for some reason now, we're like really fascinated when people try this. So
I don't like the word try. I like the word do it.
Just
and
do it.
Be successful. Yeah, do it.
Yeah.
Don't give up. Because it will work. It might take longer. I mean, the Bank of America deal took me 6 months.
Yeah, that was you put a lot of effort into that one, didn't you?
$1,500. $1,500. Yeah. It was my money that they stole. But they had a policy that says if I didn't tell them within 30 days, they didn't have to give it back. But guess what? It's been 11 months. It was 11 months. I still wanted it back.
Well, so anyway. You did good. You did
and there's somebody else working on something right now. Who was that? That was Robinson.
I forget. I don't remember.
Kim? Is it Kim Robinson? Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Somebody else.
She needed a little help, and I was able to help her out, and hopefully she'll be successful. But you got to get tough, Kim.
Yeah.
You got to get tough right now before you start, and you got to write it up the right way, and don't accept anything less than
That's
what
right.
you expect. Yep.
There he goes, Jimmy Mac. All right, I know we got a big news story to end with. Let's get to some. My dad on Friday, in case you don't know, he watches a lot of cable news and has a very unique opinion of these stories. And so we are we give my dad's rundown of the news of the week every Friday with Dad reviews the news. Dad, Bob Saget died this week. Bob Saget, 65 years old. How old are you, 74?
I'm 73, so yeah, that 73. Makes me feel weird. You know,
it's weird, right?
Yeah, real weird.
The man credited for being the America's Dad of the 90s was found unresponsive in his Orlando hotel. The circumstances surrounding his death are still unclear. Autopsy, they don't think any kind. They think it's probably a heart attack. Basically, a ton of people now have reached out, you know, a ton of celebrities. I haven't seen one bad thing about Bob Saget. You know, everyone's just saying so many good things about this guy. Yeah, what do you think about Bob Saget dying this week?
It's a shame. You know, he was a good person, and we don't have a lot like him, you know, left. And he's so young. Yeah. 65 is
65 is young.
And we don't know yet what happened. He was in a hotel room in Orlando, Florida. He was working down there. And so maybe it was a heart attack. That's what they're thinking. Some people are thinking.
Yeah.
Good guy.
And, it's weird, though. It's like one of those, like I don't know, for some reason, maybe it's because I did love Full House so much, but like it really just like shocked me. It was like one of those shocking ones. But Betty White, not shocking. It was just like, she's 99. Right. You know, like it's sad, but like not shocking.
No,
Bob
no,
Saget was like, damn, that's.
Yeah, you weren't thinking about death with him. I mean, he seemed to be in good health and great attitude, a lot of friends, a lot of work. So there was nothing. It seemed to be nothing in his life that would lead you to believe he would leave early.
Right. Yeah.
But maybe he was needed more somewhere else, I guess.
Yep. Did you see that Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly got engaged, Dad? Do you know who that is?
No, I'm not. I don't run in those circles, I don't think.
So that's probably the big entertainment, well, other than obviously the sad one of Bob Saget. So Megan Fox, very attractive, known for – she's just one of the hot girls of Hollywood. Machine Gun Kelly, this kind of off-center rapper, I would say. They're like quirky, though. They're just very quirky people. So they got engaged and people always saw them as like, this is a weird pairing, but can it work? But they got engaged, I think, over in Mexico two days ago. And she said they drank each other's blood after they got engaged. So Dad, what do you think about that? Sharing blood with each other after, getting engaged.
Steve, I can't even relate to that. I don't know what to say. I'm sorry.
Like for them, like it was almost so normal. Like there was, remember Angelina Jolie and, you know, she was it's kind of the same thing. Billy Bob Thornton. It's like them. This is like the newer version of them pretty much. Yeah. They're both kind of like just off centered. Doing weird stuff. Ooh, but she said they drank blood when they got engaged.
So. I'd rather have a beer myself.
All right, big news story of the week, Dad. Sports wise.
Oh man. Hit it out of the park, would you? Can you believe that? UGA, national champion, college champion, football champion. Woo! I cannot believe it.
Georgia Bulldogs win the national championship.
I had just come down, Steven. Now you're sending me back up.
I know. So it was that Tuesday night, Wednesday night?
That was Monday night. Monday night. Okay. Against Monday Alabama. Night. Alabama, the unbeatable Alabama.
Yeah, gosh. And like that's obviously game. Georgia and Alabama. There's some rivalry there because being Saban so close to one another.
Yeah, and Saban and Kirby used to work for Saban. You know, 11 years he worked for him. So there's an interesting relationship. It's almost a son, you know, father son. But now Kirby's growing up, and Kirby wants more credit.
So they walked away for their first national championship in over 40 years.
You know, people say that I'm tired of hearing that. You know, how many college teams have even won the national championship in the last, 10 or 15? You know what I mean?
Honestly don't know. I mean, nothing about football, at least. And now college football, I don't know anything about.
There's only
five
or six that's won it in the last 10 years. So think of all the – there's 15,000 at the colleges, I think. At different levels, and I don't know. Of course, they don't all provide football, I'm sure, but that's ridiculous. They keep saying for Georgia because we did have a big win back when Herschel Walker was an unbelievable human being and football player. He was like he wasn't human. He could run and jump over everybody, and he's just as tough. And they won it in 1980, and we haven't won one. Well, sure, we should have won one because we're a great football program, but for them to say it's like there's so many teams that don't ever win it. So anyway,
yeah, you know, isn't Alabama? Don't they win a lot?
Well, they won seven out of the last. I'm gonna say nine. I'm probably pretty close. So
a lot. They've won a lot recently. So for Georgia to win, it was a big deal. How did you celebrate when you won? My dad's obviously he loves Georgia sports of all kinds.
Well, I almost went to bed early because I did. You know, I hate to stay up late and then get a punch in my mouth. You know, and then you got to think about it. You know, half the night when you're trying to go to sleep. Your mother woke back up, and I said, "Okay, I got to stay up here and watch this." And it got so good. It got so exciting. I've never seen an end of a game like that. I mean, they won it. I mean, it wasn't any, you know, somebody
else
lost it.
What was the score? I don't even know the score.
33-17, thereabouts. It's conclusive.
33-18,
And the big story, Stephen, I don't know if – I'm sure you've heard this. Have you have it? The guy that was our quarterback was a walk-on back when he was a freshman. He was a walk-on. In other words, he didn't have a scholarship. And the coach told him, "You're not going to play quarterback here, so you're going to be on the bench." So he left and went to a junior college. And then they called him and said, "Hey, we got a backup role. We'd love you to come back." He came back. And for the last 2 years, he started, even though we had a five-star sitting on the bench. And he lost to Alabama. And he looked terrible in the SEC championship. He looked so bad. And he looked bad on this game to start with. And he won the game. He threw two touchdown passes. So it was a great story. This kid really, he had to do this. He had to win it because he wouldn't have been able to face anybody.
So what's the moral of the story?
You never give up. Please don't give up. This guy, you talk about not giving up. I don't know how he did
that's
it.
That's pretty wild. Yeah, that's pretty wild too.
And everybody asked him. He just says, I just believed in myself. I just believed, even though nobody else did. I believed I should be out there. So,
especially at that age, it's pretty incredible.
Well, I shouldn't say anything. Never mind. I've got a small thing. I'll wait till next week because this is such a big thing we're talking about. I mean, it's so exciting for the. I mean, they're going to have a big parade on Saturday down there. Well,
so, what happened to the Falcons then? Falcons are out?
Yeah, they had a bad year. Now, you almost, you know, you should have positioned it for them to win in the year, see? And so somehow then y'all twisted around. They're not going to be in the playoffs this year.
But then they did pretty well, though, didn't they? Like, do okay. Well, they were like a third place.
Yeah,
I looked at one point.
Well, that's true. But they did okay, but they've had a lot of turnover. Like, you know, they have a brand new coach and new coaches, new schemes. So they were right in the middle of the pack, you know. But maybe next year. But no, they're not going to be out there this year. Okay, you should have asked me that before.
That's how much I know when it comes to sports.
Now, your guys are going to be in, right? They barely got in, didn't they? No, that's right. Sorry.
We had so many injuries this year, so I don't think anybody's terribly surprised by it. But, I mean, our guy, Lamar, wasn't even playing the last game.
I'm going to tell you this small thing before we go because, I mean, your mother gets so much time. I get no time. So I'm going to – and I was going to bring this up. I don't know how to start it off. It's real small. But this shows you the difference between me and your mother. This is a good example.
Okay.
So we're starting to use that service at Kroger again to order our food online and, you know – And a lot of people are because of COVID.
Yep.
So she keys it all in. And then she always comes back and tells me what we're going to get and what we're not going to get. And I don't say anything. So she came in this time and said, "We're not going to get turkey. They don't have any turkey." And I said to myself, "No turkey." Well, I love turkey, as you know, Stephen.
Yeah.
But I said to myself, "How could they have no turkey? How could they be in business?" I said, "Nancy, I don't believe that." So I called the store and I called the deli.
That
I said,
"Weird to have no turkey as a deli." It doesn't really.
I said, "I called the deli." She's like, "We've got all kind of turkey." And so I called the manager, and so you know, I said, "Something's wrong with your system somewhere. You need to check it." Because I was so happy that I reached out. Now your mother would never done that. Of course, that's my job in this family to be the a-hole, I guess.
Yeah, all right.
All right, but that's all.
What happened? So what happened? So they did have turkey.
So not only did we get 3/4 pound of golden whatever, they gave us another pound of something else, and it was both free.
Hey.
See, so never give up.
I'm going to say the moral of the story.
Never give up. You get free turkey. Anytime she tells me, now –
Well, you better go in there and raise hell. I'm gonna call up.
She didn't have sourdough? And of course, you know I like sourdough my turkey. I did call up, but I called up a day later, so who knows what could have happened.
They're going to give you damn five loaves of white bread just by getting it wrong.
Home with all this turkey. Now, no way we can eat it. I know what. I'll feed it to these deer out here. That's what I do.
Okay, all right, there it goes. Have a good weekend, Dad. Love you.
All right, love you. Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. I mean, we just talked about how mental health is like so attractive, right? It really is. And I'm glad it's that way. When I first started going to therapy, it was almost like an embarrassment. Like you wouldn't tell people you were in therapy, which why was that ever a thing? I don't even know. Anyway, I'm glad that not only is it becoming more acceptable, but it's becoming more accessible. And that's possible thanks to a great service like BetterHelp. BetterHelp is online therapy and counseling that you can do from your phone and start communicating with a therapist in under 48 hours. If you're dealing with things like stress, anxiety, if you're dealing with family conflicts, if you're dealing with PTSD, whatever you're dealing with when it comes to needing therapy, they've got someone that's literally tuned in to your needs. So many people from this podcast, I know I say that a lot, but it's because like you guys give me so much feedback on these products that we're, you know, promoting during the podcast. So a lot of people tell me the great experience they have at BetterHelp. So I'd like to pass that along, just that satisfaction along to you as well. If you're new to therapy, it's a great place to start. If you're a seasoned pro like me, it's honestly the easiest way to do therapy, in my opinion. Join the over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Go to BetterHelp.com/Kramer. BetterHelp.com/Kramer to get 10% off your first month. BetterHelp.com/Kramer.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24, Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
And that's it for Friday's show. It's the weekend. Have a great weekend. I'm going to be snowed in up here. So all of you San Diego, Phoenix, Florida, Georgia listeners, Texas, enjoy your snow-free weekend. And think about your boy. Up here freezing his tail off. Okay, I got the problem with winter. I'll tell you this: if you're not used to winters, if you are used to winters, tell me if I'm wrong. This is something that I'm deducing: is that winter's fine until Christmas, maybe New Year. When January kicks in, it's not fun anymore. The Christmas lights aren't up. It's not like new anymore. It gets even colder. It was 17 degrees this week. And I know for y'all living up north, my buddy Dan, he experienced like negative 20, 30 degrees at times. I know that like 17 is nothing for some people. But for me, it's cold. It's cold. So I'm going to bundle up this weekend, hopefully work on this project. And we will see you back here, hopefully for the big family surprise on Monday's show. Be well. Love you. Bye-bye.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.